buggy or in a wagon to make them go faster, what do you use?
Whip.
And, okay, and generally, if you buy something at the grocery store, the man puts it in what, did you tell me?
In a large paper bag.
And if you used to buy, or maybe you used to take corn to the mill, do you remember how they would describe that? The amount that you would take would be your father, maybe, or Mr. Luke might sound.
Maybe a bushel of shell of corn.
Okay. And did you ever hear it referred to as a turn of corn? No. Okay. You all would just say a bushel or two bushels or however much. Okay. And how would you describe the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms? Maybe if you used to have a wood stove or the fireplace, and you might have someone around, you might say, will you go out and get a what of wood? How would you say?
Well, like that, we'd say a turn of wood and bring in.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that would be the amount that you could carry in your arms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you may say, well, I've got to put in a new
bulb.
Okay, a new what kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
Okay. And when you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
basket.
Okay. And what do nails come in, or what did they used to come in, do you remember? A what of nails, you might say, at the hardware store. It's like a barrel,
a keg,
but
is that?
How's that?
A keg.
Okay.
Keg of nails.
Okay. And what is it that goes around a barrel to hold the wood together? You know those little metal things?
Hook.
Okay, and the plural, more than one, would be two?
Two or three.
Plural? Uh-huh.
Two or three.
Well, not
hooks.
One.
The hooks.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you put in the top of the bottle, like the syrup that he gave me? You put a what in the top?
Cork.
What?
Cork.
Okay. And what do you drive nails with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden thing in between them? It's the what of the wagon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't remember that one? What about if it were a buggy and there were two things out and you'd back the horse back in between the...
The shaves.
Okay, but you don't, that's not on the wagon. Have you heard it on a wagon? Would you hear the pole or the tongue of a wagon?
Tongue of a wagon, that's what I couldn't think of.
Okay, that's the one thing that sticks out between the two horses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about the steel part of a wagon wheel? What would you call that? You know, the inside, what do you call those things inside that run into the middle?
Spokes.
Okay, and they go out to... a steel?
Train?
Or
I'm
a metal?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, the wood on which the tire is fixed. Have you ever heard the word felly? Connection with a wheel.
Uh-uh.
Okay, you all don't use that. Okay, what about the rim of a wagon wheel?
Well, if it's called anything but a rim, I don't know.
Okay, now is that the wood or the metal part of it, you remember?
The metal part.
Okay.
Is the rim.
Okay. And what about when a horse is hitched to a wagon?